Sensors, S-M-I-L-E, sensing miracles in life, every day. And I'd like for us to sort of take that on as a secondary. Our theme for this year is revealing His glory. But I thought how fitting revealing His glory would be in sensing a miracle in life every day. And so I'm going to, I told him, I said, man, that's just great. And so we're going to try that out on each other right now. Just smile at them and see what happens. I see some questionable smiles. I see some authentic smiles. That's right. And I see some deep smiles. Well, I think we ought to give this praise team a hand. And we certainly have been glad. As everybody's seated, I want our students that go out of town to stay standing. Because we appreciate... Are you not a student? Caught up in that smile thing. And we always enjoy it when they come home. And let's give them applause. And they add to the dimension of our worship and our services and our lives. Thank you all. And you be sure and go back to those other places and tell them that you hated to have to come back away from home, but you're going to endure it. Wonderful to have all of our guests here tonight. A thrill, always, to see people that enjoy good fellowship and wholesome atmospheres. And those of you I gave a reading to, I'd like for you to come back to the platform. Because I told them when I gave them that I wasn't sure if I was going to have that. But I want us to read several scriptures tonight. And I'd like for those that I gave script to slip up to the front. There should be four. Brother Drain, where are you? Oh, he had to slip out and wash his hands. So... he's number four, so it won't make any real difference. He can catch up. But I would like for us to really focus this year on you being the light of the world. He said, I am going to be the light that illuminates you so that you can be the light. And our theme for the new year is revealing His glory. And we do that by letting our light so shine before men that they may see our good works and glorify our Father, which is in heaven. And so we've got a lot of things that we're going to be dealing with. We're going to continue some of the material that God has shared with us already in this past year. But I appreciate these people, and if you'd get a microphone over there, and you got one, and just, or maybe you ought to come up here. This is the first time we've done this in a long time, so forgive us for not being real orchestrated, but just start off and read that.
Isaiah 61, arise, shine, for thy light is come, and thy glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall rise upon thee, and the glory shall be seen upon thee. And the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and kings to the brightness of thy rising. Lift up thine eyes round about, and see all they gather themselves together. They come to thee, thy sons shall come from far, and thy daughters shall be nursed at thy side. Then thou shalt see and flow together, and thine heart shall fear and be enlarged, because the abundance of the sea shall be converted into thee. The forces of the Gentiles shall come unto thee. Isaiah 60 and 19, The sun shall be no more thy light by day, neither for brightness shall the moon give light unto thee, but the Lord shall be unto thee an everlasting light, and thy God, thy glory. Thy sun shall no more go down, neither shall thy moon withdraw itself. For the Lord shall be thine everlasting light, and the days of thy mourning shall be ended.
Psalm 119:99. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for thy testimonies are my meditation. I understand more than the ancients because I keep thy precepts. I have refrained my feet from every evil way that I might keep thy word. I have not departed from thy judgments, for thou hast taught me. How sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Through thy precepts I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I have sworn and I will perform it, that I will keep thy righteous judgments. I am afflicted very much. Quicken me, O Lord, according unto thy word. Accept, I beseech thee, the free will offerings of my mouth, O Lord, and teach me thy judgments. My soul is continually in my hand, yet do I not forget thy law.
Micah 7:5-9. Trust ye not in a friend, put ye not confidence in a guide. Keep the doors of thy mouth from her that lieth in thy bosom. For the son dishonoreth the father, the daughter riseth up against her mother, the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. A man's enemy are the men of his own house. Therefore I will look unto the Lord. I will wait for God, for the God of my salvation. My God will hear me. Rejoice not against me, O mine enemy. When I fall, I shall arise. When I sit in darkness, the Lord shall be a light unto me. I will bear the indignation of the Lord because I have sinned against him, until he plead my cause and execute judgment for me. He will bring me forth to the light, and I shall behold his righteousness.
Isaiah 58:7. Is it not to deal thy bread to the hungry, and that thou bring the poor that are cast out to thy house? When thou seest the naked, that thou cover him, and that thou hide not thyself from thine own flesh, then shall the light break forth as the morning, and then thine health shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee, the glory of the Lord shall be thy rearward. Then shalt thou call, and the Lord shall answer. Thou shalt cry, and he shall say, Here I am. If thou take away from the midst of thee the yoke, the putting forth of the finger, and speak in vanity, and if thou dry out the soul to the hungry, and satisfy the afflicted soul, then shall thy light rise in obscurity, and thy darkness be as the noonday. And the Lord shall guide thee continually, and satisfy thy soul and drought, and make fat thy bones, and thou shalt be like a watered garden, and like a spring of water, whose waters fail not. And they that shall be of thee shall build the old waste places, revival. Thou shalt raise up the foundations of many generations, and thou shalt be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of paths to dwell in.
Thank you. And so we have a very strong foundation for believing that God is going to have a illumination for every darkness and for every setting. And tonight, the ministry obviously will be a little bit different, but I want us to think about the light that God has brought through Christ Jesus. He said, I am that light. All of those things you have just heard represent the one who came, in whom the Bible said all fullness dwelled. So in Christ was the fullness of all truth, and everything that is associated with the things of God are through the name of Jesus Christ. Therefore he said, when you call on the name of the Lord, you just start bringing light into your mind, into your heart. When you trust in the word of the Lord, you start being able to have a sense of security, because the light shall not fail thee in that day. And so he has described for us that the darkness of this hour, men wandering in darkness, trying to feel their way. You don't have to feel your way along. You can know the way. It's a lot more secure to not have to run into a lot of dead-end streets because you feel like north is that way. And many of you know that's not north. How many of you get mixed up driving? Because if you go north, you go that way. And that's where Pat May's property is. And that is a nice place to camp out. But you don't want to live out there. I'm talking to somebody tonight who has trials that represent darkness. And all of these scriptures deal with the realization that light, thy light, is come. The light of his glory is here. The light of his grace is here. It is amazing the varied means by which he uses the word light. Light is typically representative of understanding. That's why a lot of kids get a lot of beatings. They live in darkness. They don't understand the light of obedience is better than sacrifice. This thing's not going anywhere quick, is it? They don't understand that it's a whole lot better to obey than it has to be able to have to pay a penance by restrictions and impositions. And so many times I watch people that understand disciplining their children or their lives helps them by obedience to walk according to the things that will bless them. It's just good to obey the law rather than to pay the law. It's just good to appreciate the privilege of do unto others as you would have them do unto you. But that little kid that one of the statesman of our social system wrote about, he said kids are so fun, and he wrote a whole book about them. But one of the quips that he wrote was a kid that came home from church and mom said, "What did you learn today at church?" And he said, "Do one to others for they do one to you." It's amazing how that the script can be overlooked, and all the wisdom of the world can be overlooked, because the Bible uses the term men are groping in darkness. It uses the term blindness in part happeneth to us all. And I'd just like for seven or eight of you to close your eyes and come see me. It'd just be impossible to do. I mean, I can move and you would never see it. Well, where are you? I don't see anybody really wanting to participate. You just want me to get through. I'm here to bless your life tonight, because the Christmas story and the starting of a new day and the starting of a new year, Lord, bring your light so we can walk in the way of the Lord, because the way of the Lord produces victory and assurance and security and confidence and trust and ability. Walking in knowledge is critical. Knowledge, he said, my people are gone into captivity because of a lack of knowledge. The truth is the light. And so when you don't have truth, you're living in darkness and you're trying to feel your way along. Who to marry, who not to marry. Well, most of you are married. I guess I better get on something else. I'm just trying to help some of my young friends. You don't just feel your way along. You look and see what kind of life they got. You feel your way along in the Spirit. Feel after the Lord or the light. But you don't feel your way through life. You know the way of life. You know who you marry. You know what to say to your children. You know what. You don't just. Well, I feel like you're lying to me. No, be careful, because feelings lie to you. Men grope in darkness, but the writer said, I have seen the light. I have found Jesus, the light of the world. And anytime he talks about truths, he's talking about a path, a power, a glory that you can put into your mind and put into your heart. And in those deep, dark trials, you can have a light that shines in the middle of darkness. And you can say with confidence, though he slay me, yet will I serve him, because my soul will seek after him every day, and my soul shall not die. Your flesh is going to disappear. Your soul is going to live forever. And that's why you want to get as much light or truth as necessary or you can get, so you can help your neighbor. How many of you got neighbors that are in tough shape? You young people have got some friends. You have no idea how dark that darkness is getting in their life. We've already had way too many suicide cases. They need light. Light is hope. Light is forgiveness. Light is love. Light is glory. And it's understanding that you can appropriate and you can pull it in. And he said, freely you have received, so freely give it to your neighbor. Let the light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify the house of God, where God visits with the people and helps wipe out the darkness and illuminates future. The preaching of the word is designed to put light in every brain, so you cannot get frustrated and confused and despondent and down on yourself. I'm here to bring light to your mind. You were created in the image of the invisible God, and I'm here to tell you that his word has a place to fit in what you're going through. I wish we'd pray one for another. This is not an entertainment center. It's an educational facility. It is it's a transforming facility. Pray for your children. Pray for your mom and dad. Children, you have no idea what your mom and dad are going through. Pray for them. They need the wisdom of light. Oh, Jesus. Let's just pray right quick. And when I say right quick, I mean let's get into it quick, but let's don't terminate it quick. There's some of you have no idea what you're facing tomorrow. You need to be brilliantly illuminated by the word. Oh, God, we're walking tonight around your courts so we can see the voluminous power source that's available. We're walking through the library of the educational area of your world. And God, I pray that you help us sense that tomorrow when we're going through things, we can reach upon the shelf of our memory and draw out material from tonight's sermon and tonight's service so that the glory of the Lord or the light of the Lord illuminates a path. And when others are up against a wall, we look and we see a way that where there seemeth to be no way, and we began to dance and shout and say, my God, I am so glad I found you, the light of my life, the light of my mind, the light of my heart, the light of my future, the light. Thy light is come upon thee. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I wish some parent that has faced a difficulty and God showed you in prayer, or he showed you through his word how to handle it, I wish you'd just stand and say thank you Jesus 3 or 4 times. I'm already standing. I can't tell you how many times I was in darkness. And I got to praying, and the word of the Lord started rising up in my mind, in my spirit. And I saw what to do. Nothing in the world like light in a dark world. There's been times in my life, and some of you, I'd like for you to get ready to stand, maybe somebody else. But there have been times I've been up against it. Got down on myself, got frustrated with myself because I had not done everything right and I hadn't done everything the best. And so circumstances had changed and I had found myself in sort of a prison of darkness. And all of a sudden, I can remember one time spending like a couple of hours just praying. And all of a sudden in that one moment, it just happened. I just prayed my way through the dark, Brother Eric. I know it works because I've practiced it over and again. I've helped hundreds and thousands of men and women in the last 45 years of ministry, and I know it works. There has been people that came to me and said, Pastor, this is going on, and I had to pray and seek God for light, and then all of a sudden a message would come, and it was a light for what all was going on. So I'd like for some parent or some individual, maybe it's a teenager, that you'd just like to express glory to the Lord for what a trial you were going through, a decision you were trying to make, and all of a sudden the light showed you, and you called it just thinking that this is the best. That was the light of God. Every good and perfect gift cometh from the Father of light. Every good and perfect gift cometh from the Father of light. You may not even be in the church yet, but there has been a light shine that there's hope over at the church. There's hope down at the altar. That's a light. I'm talking to somebody tonight that maybe you have a testimony. You'd just like to stand up and say, thank you, Jesus, because I was on a dead end street and God said, there's a way. There is an opportunity. There is an answer. There is a victory. There is something for you. I'm here to tell you there's somebody in this house tonight that God knows you've been going through hell, and he's trying to tell you tonight, I am the light of the hell. I am the light of disappointment. I am the light of discouragement. I am the light. I am the way. I am the truth. I am the glory. I am the victory. I'm talking to somebody tonight. You've been wondering if you could ever live for God, and God's telling you tonight, you can. And on this last Sunday night of the service, as the musicians come, the light of his love is the greatest light that I have ever known. I brought tears to my mother's eyes. I brought frustration to my dad's brain. I was confident. I knew how to walk. And I found myself on so many dead-end streets. But Dad kept praying. And Mom kept being nice. And Mom kept confidence. And I cannot express my gratitude for them keeping lights on in our home. Because it was love that kept those lights on. Trying to give me a protected atmosphere. Trying to give me a thought pattern that had no dead-end streets. And that's where the wisdom of God is. Keep the lights on. I'm working on a message, so don't get that mixed up with what I'm fixing to say. But create memories. Those are lights. There was some guy that used to advertise for some motel that said, keep the light on. Well, evidently he got through to you. And I'm working on a message. Put some lights, memories of victory, memories of revelation, memories testify. Turn a light on and leave it in your children's mind, in your mom and dad's mind. Tell your mother and dad every now and then how much you appreciate. That memory will furnish them with power to pray. Wives, tell your husband, put a light in his brain. Honey, you do some things right. That's not a bad idea. Somebody said, let's light up the world. Let's light up the world in 2019. Let's create some memories that are worth people talking about. Let's create some thought patterns that are worth living out. Let's create some experiences that are worth telling about. Let's turn the lights on in this coming year. And let's start this last Sunday night of this year. I am going to do my best to pray light into my own mind. And I am going to loose the word because it is the light that he was talking about. Dimness is not always going to be there because there's a bright light and his name is Jesus and he puts it in your spirit called the Holy Ghost. That's why you want the light of the world and the Holy Ghost. And if you've never received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, it's here tonight. The way you disappear the darkness is by faith. You make up your mind, I want that light. That lighteth up my whole world. That light that shines in my head when nobody can see it. That light that shines in my heart when nobody can sense it. That light that causes me to live a life of holiness and righteousness. And then the Lord looks down and said, this is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased. And then you wind up in that light that is so illuminating. When a man's ways please the Lord, he makes even the enemies be at peace with him. Darkness cannot prevail over light. Light is confidence against lies. Forgiveness is power against the guilt. I'm talking to somebody tonight. You came here and you got a need. And the Holy Ghost said, I'm going to meet that need. The Word of God said, I'm going to address that issue. And I'm going to be unto you a light. All over this building, people are praying. And this altar's open. Maybe it'd be best for those that could to stand. To give a little more liberty. Kneel, stand, whatever you need to do. But God's about to loose wisdom and confidence. He is already loosing forgiveness and glory. He's going to give some of you at this altar tonight wisdom. He's going to give some of you tonight forgiveness. There's nothing better than getting a good bath in the Holy Ghost when you haven't maybe had all the power or the sensitivity. A refreshing of the Holy Ghost causes your sensitivity to rise. The promises of God are yea and amen. He said, if you call on me, I promise you I'll bring light to your world, because I am the light that shineth in darkness. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for this Sunday night. I already sense miracles happening. I already sense revelation like a cloud of rain coming your way. Mother, take hope. Dad, get a hold of that strength.